Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, what's your favorite saying? The one that's influenced you for life, the one that's painted on your coffee mug, or the one that's even tattooed on your arm? You know, I would love to know because I have three sayings that have changed my life, and I want to share them with you today. But not before I grill my business partner, Bedros Koulian, about how a few short, simple, and powerful sentences also changed his life. So we're going to share with you our favorite quotes today. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and this week we're here to give you our best one-liners and explain why our raving fans absolutely love these quotes and how having your own success soundbites can transform your business. So Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your blueprint to transforming every area of your life. Grab your free copy at freeperfectdaybook.com today. Now, Early Rise Radio is also got a second sponsor this week, and it is Bedros Koulian's brand new book that has already hit number one on Amazon in the entrepreneurship category, and it is called Man Up. So go to manup.com right now, grab your copy, and you will also get a free course on leadership, discipline, and success, all right? So with that said, let's jump into today's show. Bedros Koulian, what is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is from a guy named Doug. He was my supervisor at Disneyland, and he was someone I looked up to. And his quote was, "Circumstance does not change responsibility." Mm. And the reason he told me this is because one day I was a fry cook at Disneyland, electric parades going on. The restaurant that I worked in was packed. And of course, I showed up a few minutes late, and I let down everybody in the kitchen because I had a very critical role working the board. And I was trying to come up with all these excuses and reasons, and Doug is this giant 6'4", heavyset guy, and he goes, "You know what, Bedros? Circumstance does not change responsibility." And in that moment, I knew that I had a responsibility to my job and to those guys, and I let them down no matter the circumstance. So that's my favorite quote. What about yours?
Mine is a classic from Jim Rohn, which is, "You're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with." And listen, this is true. This is Harvard research proven. So there's a guy at Harvard, and he's proven that if you hang around people that smoke, you have a greater chance of becoming a smoker. If you hang around people that are overweight, you have a greater chance of becoming overweight because you develop those habits of the people. So it's not just some cliche. It matters so much. And we see this in all of our coaching clients. When they level up, when they go to the next level and they meet people that are higher performers, they become more successful in life. So Listen, my name is Craig Valentine. This is Bedros Koulian. We are here with another episode of the Empire Podcast. This one is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to go through our top three quotes each. That's right. Three of our quotes that end up in our books. Like, his are going to be from Man Up. Mine are going to be from Perfect Day Formula and my new book, Unstoppable. And we're going to share with you how important these quotes are to your life, how they apply. And then I'll give you one more tip. You need your own quotes, your own sound bites in your business because it allows you to be quoted. Like, think of how many times you've quoted Zig Ziglar, Grant Cardone, or, you know, Bedros Koulian, or Vince Del Monte, or Shanda Sumter, or my friend Kerry Wilkerson, all these people, right? They're thought leaders in their space. And when they have something that you go out and repeat and you say, "Oh, my friend, my coach Shanda told me and said," and then you go out and share that, now the word spreads. It's like viral marketing. So you need to have these in your life as well. But let's start with you, B.
Yeah.
Let's start with, man, I love this one from you, which is, "How you do anything is how you do everything." And I'll tell you what, I used to resist it at first, but I smartened up after you explained it.
Yeah, and I think that I got to give credit where credit is due. And although I've adopted this as one of my quotes because I put it in my book, I do give credit to T. Harv Eckert.
Got it.
That's where I first read about it. And I don't know where T. Harv Eckert got it from. But man, truly everything in our life is connected. Like, you can't imagine that everything's in a separate box. Like, your relationship is a separate box, your health, your finance, your mindset. I imagine all these separate boxes, but there's wires. And I'm a very visual person, right? So I imagine these separate boxes of health and mindset and relationship and business. And these wires go from one to the other and they're connected. So if my health is chaotic, mm-hmm. then my business, my money, my relationships are going to be chaotic. And most people think, well, I can isolate the damage to just my car. And I always give the car example because I can go out in the parking lot right now and start looking inside of people's cars. And if I see burger wrappers and empty Starbucks cups and, you know, whatever, candy wrappers laying around, you can tell they've been there a few days. Mm-hmm. If your car's chaos, if your car is a mess, odds are I can go find the office building and find the person who owns that car and their desk is a mess. Right. Odds are their health is a mess. Their relationship is a mess. And I can look into their bank account. Their bank account is a mess. And so there was a Navy SEAL leader, I forget his name now. He talks about making your bed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make your bed first thing in the morning. That's your victory. And it, you know, it's like that domino of not hitting, you know, like you say, don't hit the snooze button. Because if you hit the snooze button, you have the domino of failure. Right.
That's
so
exactly
make the bed in the morning.
So really, if you make the bed in the morning, and if that's how you do everything, the rest of the day is going to be a success. If you don't make the bed and you hit the snooze button and you're rushed out the door, the rest of the day is going to be the same. So to me, how I do anything is how I do everything. And the proof is actually backed by science. It's not just a clever little quote.
Yeah.
It's backed by science. So you might as well get shit done the right way the first time so that you can set the rest of the day, the week, the month, the year, the rest of your life up for success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about yours? Structure is Freedom. That's one of my favorite ones out of your book, actually.
I absolutely love this. And it's so interesting because I wrote my book almost the same time that Jocko Willink wrote his book, Extreme Ownership. And his book is Discipline Equals Freedom. So it's almost like we were sitting in these caves writing these books. And at the same time, this was coming across the universe. But I found this out the hard way. So when I was young, 30 years old, which isn't really young, but give me a pass here. So when I was 30 years old, I was really fortunate that I built my online business up, that I was able to stop being a personal trainer. And then I was working all the time, but partying all the time. Mm. So I had no structure in my life. I had no boundaries in my work. I was taking on everything, saying yes to everything, taking all these new projects, work, 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 work. And then, hey, you know what? Let's celebrate tonight. You know, when it was Friday, then Thursday became the new Friday, and then Wednesday became the new Thursday. And the next thing you know, I'm out all these nights, but getting up early and working. So I had and suffered from what I call the paradox of freedom. And Johnny Depp had this. He spent all this money. Mike Tyson blew through $300 million of career earnings because he had no boundaries. He had no one saying, no, Mike, you can't buy the tiger, Mike. And so he got into all this trouble. So I realized I needed more structure in my life. And when I put structure into my days and into my clients' lives, like your life, I mean, I love your stories that you're such a great an example of what happens when you do this. So you went from, you know, getting up late, being anxious, you know, working until
2-3 in the morning.
Yeah. And then not having time for the kids. You flipped that. You said, screw that. I'm getting on track. I'm becoming that fighter jet, putting structure into the day. So you're so structured in your day. Like, even when I'm here at FitBody headquarters, you're like, okay, 2 o'clock, we're done here. I got to go to a meeting. I got another meeting after that. Done, done, done. And then you still get home on time to, you know, play ping pong with Andrew before dinner, have dinner with the kids and the family, and then do stuff with them after.
Yeah.
And that's only, you only get that freedom when you have that structure. So don't resist it. Embrace it. Embrace the structure of the day. Control your mornings and own that so that you can concentrate on what counts at night.
Isn't that funny, though? Because in life, I mean, let's face it. We're all working. We all have jobs, careers, businesses because, well, I want to build an empire and have freedom. Like, that's the number one thing I hear. I want to have freedom. The next thing I hear is I want to make an impact, right? And then I want to have security for my family. Well, all that freedom is great, but you've discovered this paradox of freedom that you call freedom is good, but only when you have boundaries and structure. Otherwise, freedom does lead to overdose, does lead to getting the tiger, does lead to making really bad decisions, and then all of a sudden not being so free, being held captive again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And that kind of bleeds into our next one, which is, man, title your book, Man Up. And then in Man Up, the big lesson there is leadership is the problem, leadership is the solution. You found this out. What does it mean for me and for everybody watching?
Yeah, good point. So first of all, I used to think that I didn't have a leadership thing because I was like, hey, I'm the president, I'm the CEO, I'm the founder of FitBody Bootcamp. I'm a leader, right?
All right.
And true, you are a leader, but you may very well be a horrible leader like I was. I was a very ineffective leader. And so if you have a business, guys, and this is the Empire Podcast, and I wish all of you to build a massive empire so that you can have just sick amounts of money and have a lot of meaning with that money. You know, go join... help causes and charities, But in my case, I was a horrible leader. I was ineffective at communicating. I was unclear with my vision, with my team. In fact, I don't even know how many, if you asked me, Bedros, how many Fit Body Bootcamp locations do you want? Back then, it would have been a lot. And if you said, well, when do you want these locations by? I would say as soon as possible.
Right.
Now, so if you're working for me, what kind of guidance does that give you? What is a lot and as soon as possible, right?
Well, I mean, that can get you into trouble because, oh, he wants it as soon as possible. I'll go and I'll get the guy on the corner to get one.
Right.
You know? Can get you in a lot
of
trouble.
And actually, we did. In the beginning, 2011, 12, 13, we were selling franchises to people who didn't belong on our Fit Body Bootcamp franchise, and it caused a lot of problems, caused a lot of anxiety. And so when we actually switched the process, it was due to my leadership.
Yeah.
I was very clear who the ideal Fit Body Bootcamp franchise owner was. I knew exactly that I wanted 2,500 Fit Body Bootcamp locations by the year 2023 because we'd be impacting 5 million people every single morning. And with that level of clarity and communication, I was all of a sudden able to lead my team. But no one ever says I have a leadership problem because it's easier to go,
right,
he's a bad videographer, they're bad salespeople, the marketing people just don't understand what I want, and the customers—
Market's too competitive.
Yeah, too competitive. The industry, the economy, and oh, by the way, the— Right? You can blame everybody. I was even blaming my franchisees. Like, they just don't understand how to run a Fit Body Bootcamp. Well, it's my job to teach them how to understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so leadership is always the problem. Leadership is always the solution. And John Maxwell calls leadership a lid.
Yeah.
He says leadership is the lid on which your success is either going to get suppressed or grow. So the higher that lid gets set, the more your business will grow, the more your finances, mindset, et cetera. So to me, leadership is everything.
Oh, that is fantastic, my man. I love that one.
Yeah. And so you've got a really good one here, and you've got a really good funny story to tell about it. So you got to tell this. But it's action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, and work beats worry. I love that quote. And it's from your new book, Unstoppable.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
All right. So you better remind me what the funny story is, but I know I did borrow the middle part from this guy, Gary Halbert. So Gary Halbert was a very famous copywriter, and Dan Kennedy quotes Gary Halbert all the time. And so somehow it came up that Gary Halbert said, motion beats meditation. And then I said, action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation. And I started with that, and I thought, I need one more. And they all have to be the alliteration.
Right.
You know, it's always got to be the same letter. So work beats worry, because that's actually the one that most people get. Because when I say motion beats meditation, all my meditation friends get a little butthurt when I say that one. It's like, oh, what do you mean? You know, meditation's good. And meditation is good. But what this means here is that if you're sitting there, and I experienced this earlier this year, I'd wake up and I was struggling with sales in one of my programs, and I'd wake up and I could have just stewed there and, oh man, you know, I'm having a bad day and, oh, nobody's buying from me. But if all I did was nothing, it only gets worse. And so I call that when you're sitting there and you're meditating on a problem, when you're anxious about a problem, when you're worrying about a problem, the wheels are spinning in your anxious mind and it's revving up anxiety for you. So what you have to do is anything, just take that little first step in the right direction. Send the email to a prospect. Anything. Action beats anxiety. Work beats worry. That little bit will get you started. It's like when we go into the gym, right? Oh man, I'm going to the gym today. You know what? Just go to the gym, do the warm-up. Okay, all right. Just go and do one set. Okay, now I'm good. And then, you know, the next thing you know, you have one of the best workouts of your life, right?
Yeah.
Had that all the time. And so action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, work beats worry. So when you're sitting there stewing, don't. Get out of your own head and start doing something. So what's the funny story?
Well, why don't you tell our friends about one of your clients who decided to write this?
Yeah.
I mean, this is an amazing quote that you have, and he decided to quote you and write it on the wall, but what did he do?
Well, so here's the thing is, I love the book Relentless. Tim Grover wrote it. He used to be Michael Jordan's personal trainer. I hired him for my big event, the Perfect Life Retreat. He's coming to speak. And so I read Relentless 3 times this year when I was going through that phase of waking up and, oh, I didn't sell something yesterday. You know what? I read 3 pages of Relentless, and the next thing you know, I'm running my head through a wall because I'm taking action. And so I quoted Tim's book, and then I used my quote in the same coaching email to my client. And he thought the quote was so great that he went and painted it on his wall. but he put Tim Grover's name underneath it and attributed it to Tim Grover. So he had to go and make some edits to that. But I really appreciate that. I mean, how many people have Fit Body Bootcamp tattoos, right?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, actually, we have 7 people that have had Fit Body Bootcamp tattoos.
Yeah. And, I have one turbulence training tattoo. From back in the day.
It was on his thigh, right?
Yeah. So we really appreciate that. And again, this goes to that message about having your sound bites, having the things that people can share for you. And that's why, you know, in my next book, The Unstoppable Book, I have this phrase over and over and over again, because it's a mantra that you have to have and live by, so that, you know, when you are in the, you know, if you're running a marathon, you're like, oh my goodness, I just want to quit. No, action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, work beats worry. If you're sitting there struggling with sales, oh man, I can sit here. No, action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, work beats worry. You can always have this in your head. You can write it down. You can tattoo it on your arm. You can paint it on your wall. And when you are looking at that every day, that's when you'll take action.
And you know what? It's important for everyone to have their quotes that they come up with, because it does help position you as an authority in your space. And obviously, being entrepreneurs, being empire builders, you want to be an authority in your space.
Yes.
And you want a quote that's shareable. But also, quotes like this are things that you can anchor to, right? That when you're having anxiety, you go back to that. When you realize that leadership is the problem, you can go, oh my gosh, that's right. Leadership is the problem. Leadership is the solution. When you're chaotic in life, you go, you know what? Where does it start? It starts by cleaning out my car. No one would ever think that fixing their life starts with making their bed or cleaning out their car. But you can go back to a quote like that that you use as an anchor and get your life back in order, get your business, your health, your finances back in order. To me, that's a huge thing. By the way, the Perfect Life Retreat that Tim Grover is going to be speaking at, and I'm very fortunate enough that I'll be speaking at that event too.
And everyone's get a copy of your book.
Yeah. What are the dates? What's the location? Why don't you tell our friends about it? Because I think if you miss the Perfect Life Retreat, like, you're missing out on something monumental.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute game changer. It is November 8th and 9th in beautiful San Diego, California. And you can go to perfectliferetreat.com. We have a 2-for-1 ticket sale on now. You'll be able to bring a business partner, a spouse, someone who needs to be there with you as you go through this incredible 2 days where we do some of my favorite mental exercises to help you become more productive, more successful, plan out your next year, and also hear from some of my amazing friends like Tim Grover, like Bedros, like Shanda Sumter, and Sharon Srivatsa. Oh, and there's a huge amount of networking. That's my favorite part of the event.
Yeah, you're really good at getting people to network well together.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one last thing on the having the quotes is that we go back, and we mentioned this before, that I always hear those words from Bedros Koulian when I wake up in the morning. You know, if you hit the snooze button, you're telling your hopes and dreams that they can wait. And I never hit the snooze button because I'm making that decision that leads me down the right path, which leads me to the next quote that I love of yours, which is about being decisive. And you say, be responsive, not reactive.
Yes, yes. Two of the big pillars. So in Man Up, I talk about the 6 pillars of leadership and peak performance. Well, 2 of those pillars are be decisive because, and one of my favorite quotes, again, this whole episode is about quotes.
Right. It's so easy.
Yeah. General Norman Schwarzkopf, who was the general during the first Iraq war, he had the entire United States military waiting on standby in the desert. And he kept asking Congress and the president, guys, make a decision. Do we go in and invade, or do we just leave? Do we pull out, right? And he got so fed up one day that he had a press conference from the middle of the desert, and he says, you know, indecision is costing Americans more money than making the wrong decision. Our Congress is afraid of making the wrong decision, and they're being indecisive, and it's costing us more money. And soon, he said, it'll cost us the health of our young American soldiers if Iraq was to launch any kind of chemical warfare. And that was profound, because even as entrepreneurs, indecision will cost you more money, will cost you market share, will cost you the losing peak performance in your industry. And the timing, right? Like right now, these are the heydays, man. Like if you're not growing your business now where the economy is thriving, social media allows you to get clients, if you can't build a business now, when the economy crashes soon, and it will, you're screwed. So you got to start making decisions. So decisiveness is a very important pillar. And people always ask me, well, how do I make those big decisions? Because they're so scary. Mm-hmm. Well, start making the smaller decisions that aren't so scary. Like tonight, you and I are going out for dinner.
Right.
We could either him and Han go like, dude, you want to get steak or do you want to get sushi? Should we go get some kind of Korean barbecue? And sit around for 10 minutes chewing the fat. Or, hey, Craig, why don't we go at 7 o'clock to Summit House, because when we go there, you're going to like where we go and blah, 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 right?
Yep.
And guess what? If we go and it's a bad experience, we're going to have more dinners together.
Yeah.
So let's make a decision. If it's the wrong decision, we can course correct. If it's the right decision, then enjoy it. Same with, do I get Uber or Lyft? Do I see a horror movie or do I see a comedy? Make a decision. Make it fast. And when you make those small decisions quickly, even what you're going to wear today, you're training your brain to start making the bigger decisions quickly, efficiently. And then if it's wrong, you course correct. And then really that other pillar about being responsive instead of reactive. How many people overreact emotionally when something goes wrong, thinking that they're playing a zero-sum game where it's all or nothing? I'm either going to be successful or I'm going to fail and go work at Walmart. Listen, guys.
This is the end of the world when something goes wrong,
yeah,
right?
I have to remind people over and over again that Bill Clinton, the president of the United States at one point, got a blowjob in the Oval Office. And he still did not get impeached, right?
He took things too literally.
Right. So the point of this is that man made a bad decision. The world overreacted, but the response to it was, well, he's doing good with the economy. Let's not impeach him. Let's just keep him. So really, there is no failure or massive success. It's really all the different shades of gray in between. So instead of overreacting when something goes wrong, take a step back, take a deep breath, and then respond. Because when you respond to something, you're not limbic. Mm-hmm. When you react, just like a dog. Dog sees you, hasn't seen you for a long time. It's happy. It's excited. You're trying to pet it, but it's gone. It's in reactive mode. It's limbic.
Its so, tail is wagging right, all over the place.
Yeah, and you're like, fucking stand still so I can love you up, right?
Right?
But if it's a responsive dog, you go sit, and it sits because it's responsive. You can love it up, which is what it's looking for. So my challenge to you is let go of your emotional ways of writing angry text messages in all caps and sending it or blowing up at someone on Facebook or even over the phone or in person, and sit back and go, what's really going on? And when you're responsive, guess what happens? You have a lot more solutions at hand, because when you're reactive, you only have one solution, and that's to go level 3 stupid.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite quotes again from you here, I love that. Like all my shit is like, ah, I start blowing up at people. So I get reactive when I start going over the quotes. But never, ever, ever give up on what is important to you.
Yeah, this ties in really, really well with yours. Like, you know, when you make a wrong decision, that's okay, because it's not like you're going to give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was coaching somebody at my mastermind on the weekend. They were really frustrated. They often feel like most entrepreneurs do that, oh my goodness, one day everything's going to be taken away from me. And you know what? Things might be taken away from you in the future. But I ask every client, I go, what are you going to do? Are you going to quit? No. And they also just minutes before that said one of their gifts, one of their superpowers was that they can go through the hardest, toughest times. They can take a lot of pain. They're always hard workers. So listen, you might lose out on a deal, but that doesn't take away the fact that you're a hard worker, that you're persistent. So as long as you have those things, you are never going to give up on what's important to you, right?
True.
So you always hear this, never give up, that sort of stuff. That's good, but I actually added a few words to it. Because this is a classic Winston Churchill, you know, never give up. And you hear it in sports all the time. But I've said, never, ever give up on what is important to you. Because that's a very important phrase, because so many people, they actually should give up on a lot of things.
Yeah.
You should give up on your binge drinking. You should give up on, you know, wasting time with your buddies who pull you down in life. You should give up on your, you know, binge watching of television shows. A little bit's fine, but give up on the, you know, 6 hours in a row of Netflix or 6 hours in a row of football on the weekend. You give up on those things, they are not important to you. And then you say to yourself, what really matters to me? What really matters to my family? What really matters to my business, my mission, my impact? And so for you, man, I love that visualization of 5 million people every day putting on their FBBC shirts, going to an FBBC, clocking in. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. And you'll never give up on that.
Nope.
And I will never give up on helping 100 million people transform their lives physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally. That's what we started out. We actually had a 1 million transformation mission. We crushed it. We're about to crush the 10 million transformation mission. I have videos that have been watched over 3 million times. And I will never give up on what is important to me. Writing books, you know, eventually having a family, being healthy for the rest of my life. And that is something that I'm always going to be working towards. And you're going to take, you know, life is going to take stuff from me.
Sure, of course.
Life is going to take stuff from me. Recently, they took my doggy from me.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to give up on making sure that I go and dominate my path that I've set out, just like you are going to do as well. I saw you write something down there.
Let me ask you, because I mean, you're so good with your outside eyes in coming up with solutions. So I'm just going to be the voice of our friends here who are watching and listening. All right, I won't give up on what's important to me, Craig. How do I figure out what's important to me? Is there an exercise that I can go through? Because should I just do what's important to my friends? Should that be important to me as well?
Right. You have to know. You have to align your values and your vision, because your values and your vision drive every decision. That's another quote. And it rhymes. Man, that's like the perfect one, right? So your values and vision drive every decision. How do you figure out your values and your vision? You sit down and do introspection and self-reflection. How do you do that? Well, you can do it at home, but most people, they're like, oh my goodness, squirrel, you know, shiny object. They're getting distracted. So how do you do that? Well, you come to the Perfect Life Retreat, you sit down, you coached by me, you sit there with other high performing entrepreneurs who can give you some insight, who can say, hey, listen, I see what you're trying to do there. I went through similar stuff. Here's what I suggest to you. You get feedback, outside eyes from other people. You refine that vision. You walk away from that weekend at the Perfect Life Retreat knowing exactly what you are going to focus on and never give up on. And you walk away with that complete clarity and blueprint for success, and that's how you dominate your purpose and your path.
Man, if that ain't the answer, and I was hoping you'd say you'd hit those two buttons right there, is values and vision. Because if you are clear on your values and vision, then when someone says, hey, you know what, we should stay up and party and do ecstasy and snort cocaine and then maybe bone a couple hookers and see what happens tomorrow morning, right. Guess what? That's not part of my values and vision. That's not happening, but you have a good time doing that, right? And so, I call it, once you have your list of values and vision, like you're that clear on it, it's like, I look at it as the Constitution or the Ten Commandments, right?
It's a straight line to success.
Straight line to success.
And when somebody says, hey, let's go and do this or let's go and do that, even like if, you know, like, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds and gain five pounds of muscle, and your friends say, hey, let's go to Pizza Hut, that's a detour off your straight line to success, and you can easily, you don't even have to think about it, you just say no.
Yeah, and I call that the non-negotiables. Like anything that's not a part of my values and vision, it's non-negotiable. Like, right. I won't do it. And so instead of trying to negotiate with, yeah, okay, I'll go out with you for pizza, but I'll just have a chicken breast. Look, odds are you're going to have the pizza if you're going to pizza with your buddies and alcohol is there and all of a sudden your temptation sets in. So right. It's non-negotiable. I'm not going out for pizza. I will always go to
bed. You also have the non-negotiable. Wednesday night is date night. And so every time I'm here, you're like, hey, buddy, you're on your own. Even if I'm staying in the guest house, even if we just filmed Empire all day, you're like, buddy, you're on your own. It's date night, Wednesday night, non-negotiable. And I love that. I tell everybody about that because that is how you need to live your life, because it's something that's so important to you, right?
Amen. Amen. So guys and gals, those are the quotes that Craig and I live by and that we've come up with. Obviously, as you build your empire and as you go on and dominate the world and really help people through impact and mission, you got to have your quotes. One, so that you can anchor onto them, and of course others can, but two, so that you can be quoted and your message can be shared by all. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Talk soon.
All right, if you haven't grabbed your copy of Bedros's book, make sure you get that and his free course that he's giving away today at manup.com. Now again, Bedros has already hit number one on Amazon, but we'd still love your support. You know, I've read this book twice already and loved every story and every valuable lesson, and I know you will too. Now I want you to go out and own your days and control your life and have structure, because it'll give you freedom. And let me know what you think of today's show, okay? Head over to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star ranking. And if you're sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, I loved what they said today, but I need to step it up, then let me know. Let me know how it can help increase your income and impact while still giving you amazing work-life balance. And if that's what you want, come to one of my workshops. Let me teach you in person and hold you accountable for the next year, okay? So here's what to do next. Visit perfectlifeworkshop.com today to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you. I absolutely can't wait to meet you. If you're not at my workshop, come to my Perfect Life Retreat event and just make sure that you introduce yourself. Get a signed copy of my book. Bedros will be there with a signed copy of his book. We want to help you build the perfect business and live the perfect life. Talk soon.